AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley in Washington, where the man who is second in line to the presidency is resigning. House Speaker John Boehner is giving up his seat in Congress as a dispute with conservatives threatens his speakership. Live to Capitol Hill and our Jerry Bodlander.
Rita, Speaker John Boehner made the stunning announcement that he will resign at the end of next month during a closed-door meeting of House Republicans. It comes as he and his leadership team are battling conservatives over whether to fund Planned Parenthood in a bill needed to keep the government open past next Wednesday. Florida Congressman David Jolly was emotional as he lamented Boehner's decision.
Those within our party who insist on continuing to divide us and shut down the government, shut down our party, they can take a small victory today. It's unfortunate, but the greater victory is in the honor of John Boehner. He's a remarkable person.
Conservatives, however, are pleased, saying it is time for new leadership. Rita?
This morning, Pope Francis is laying out his views on the sensitive issues of abortion, the refugee crisis, poverty, and the environment. Our Julie Walker is live in New York, where Francis has been addressing the UN.
Rita, Pope Francis declared that there is a right of the environment and that mankind has no authority to abuse it, telling more than 100 world leaders and diplomats at the UN urgent action is needed to halt the destruction of God's creation. He also accused the world's powerful countries of indulging a selfish and boundless thirst for money by ravaging the planet's natural resources and impoverishing the weak and disadvantaged in the process. Speaking through a translator, he also urged world leaders to work together on so many issues that tear it apart.
China's president is at the White House, where he and President Obama are highlighting how important it is for the U.S. and China to work together. This is AP Radio News. The EPA is changing the way it tests for diesel emissions after Volkswagen tricked it by installing cheating software in Volkswagen cars for 7 years. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
The revelations meant unwanted scrutiny for the EPA. Its testing procedures have been criticized for being predictable and outdated, making it relatively easy for VW to cheat. What's more, the EPA did not initially uncover the problem. Researchers at West Virginia University did, using on-road testing.
VW's sophisticated software allowed its cars to pass tests in the lab and then spew pollution into the atmosphere while on the highway. Police say a Pennsylvania woman trying to park her car instead accelerated suddenly and smashed into the wall of a hospital emergency room. She put a big gaping hole in the brick wall near a window. Nobody inside was injured. The driver, a 66-year-old woman, according to police, not believed to be hurt. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.